following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Damn, man, I got some munchies. Hardcore.
Word.
We got anything to eat in the studio, Peter?
Yeah, man, we got some peanut butter right here.
Oh, for real? We got some peanut butter?
Yeah, man, it's right here.
Oh, is it Jif?
Yeah, man, it is Jif.
Oh, sweet. Pass that shit over here, man.
Here you go, man.
Yeah, man, Jif peanut butter is the best.
I don't know, man. I kind of like Skippy. I think Skippy's better than Jif, man. You know?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
I was just saying that I think Skippy's better than Jif.
Skippy?
Yeah, man, Skippy.
Is that supposed to be some kind of joke?
No, man, Skippy's awesome. You ever tried it, Donald?
Are you really saying Skippy?
Yeah, man.
Is better than Jif?
That's right, man. Skippy's better than Jif. That's what I said.
I gotta tell you, Peter, you need to take that back.
Look, man, don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
Dude,
look.
You need to take that back. We both know.
Don't do me, motherfucker.
Jif is better than Skippy.
You know, fuck you, Jesus. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
You fucking bitch.
Dude, I will come across this console. I will whip your ass, dude.
Yo, bring it, bitch. You fucking bring that shit, bitch.
You know, motherfucker.
You bring that shit over here, bitch.
That's it.
Come on, bring it, bitch.
Your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Wake up, motherfuckers. High noon with Stoner Jesus, hour 2, April 21st, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. You'll find the podcast on iTunes, iHeartRadio, CannabisRadio.com, and of course, the new StonerJesus.net. You'll subscribe to the feed there, Podbean podcast app. Find all the shows on there as well. Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Just go to StonerJesus.net. It redirects you to everything you need to know. Right there. Your phone, your tablet, your computer, or whatever. Whatever you got going on. Digging this new open, man. Fucking banging. Shit's banging, son. This is hour 2. There's also segment 2 of Weed News. We missed the first segment of Weed News. Did a little 420 recap, which we continue now. You can go check it out. It's hour 1 of the April 21st podcast. 42117. Hour 1. If you want the first hour. Also, we did a little behind the scenes Facebook thing for the first hour. Most of the first hour. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Go be checking that. Almost 3,000 views already. That's shit. See, there's a whole huge fucking audience. People coming in the chat room saying they're new listeners. They found us, you know, through Facebook. There's millions and millions of stoners and people who might like this show who have never fucking heard of me. They've never had any reason to hear of me. They're on Facebook, and I pop up on Facebook, and now they've heard of me. That's it. The reach. My first video, I think it's already over 30,000. tens of thousands of people that may not have heard of me that now have seen the words Stoner and Jesus. They may go look on Google. They may come to the website. They may have come checked out the video. They may have come checked out the show. They may come check out other podcasts on stonerjesus.net or some of other platforms. It's the key. An untapped pool of potential listeners I just have to reach. And technical issues and Facebook shit is making it difficult. But I'm trying. Those of you who are now listening to us, because you saw us on Facebook, welcome. Everybody else is listening. Welcome to you as well. There's just, you know, I know there's tons of you. Like I said, I see the numbers on the campus radio there. There's a lot of people listening. So thank you. Go to stonerjesus.net. Continuing our 420 recap here on High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Apparently in Portland, Maine yesterday, a guy named Crash Berry was handing out free marijuana on Monument Square. The local writer and marijuana entrepreneur, and this is from PressHerald.com. He gave out small envelopes of pot after announcing the giveaway on social media. The line formed immediately at noon and was about 100 people deep throughout most of the lunch hour. Each person received a single gram of marijuana strain called Blueberry Euphoria. Berry estimated that he handed out about 225 grams of pot within an hour. "We're doing this because we live in a place where it's legal to give a gift of marijuana," Berry shouted, prompting a raucous cheer from the line in front of him. Well, hell yeah. Free weed. Fuck. I'm cheering now. Yeah. It was yesterday. And I didn't get any. I'm still cheering. Berry's a well-known advocate for legal weed. And the event coincided with April 20th. It was also known as 420. The universal code for smoking marijuana. A tradition that began in California. Blah, blah, blah. We talked about in the first hour. The day has become a holiday of sorts and was celebrated in pot-friendly cities around the country with various events. Many of them starting at high noon. Haha, that's the name of the show. Puns. Or at 420, in San Francisco, the medical marijuana business planned a 420 countdown and bud drop, raining marijuana instead of confetti. Denver planned to celebrate with concerts and a street festival. Marijuana dispensaries planned block parties in Seattle. A couple of events did go down. Washington, D.C. was one of those places. And now, Washington, D.C., they have not legalized sales as of yet. They got blocked. But possession and giving away marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C. up to a certain amount, as long as you don't do it on federal property. At least that was the...
Try that again.
Whoops. No. Auto-playing videos. Get off my dick, you bastards. Fucking up my show. U.S. Capitol Police arrested 7 activists and confiscated about 1,000 joints from marijuana activists on Thursday during a 420 celebration. DCMJ, the Washington, D.C. based marijuana advocacy group. Damn. The wheel's starting to fucking come off. That spearheaded the legalization of cannabis in the district, led its first annual congressional joint session. Puns. The group planned to pass out 2 joints per person to members of Congress, congressional staffers, and anyone who obtained a congressional ID and is over the age of 21 from noon to about 4:20 p.m. Well, what could go wrong? Let's find out. Under federal law, it is unlawful to possess marijuana, U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement. As of 2:30 p.m., 1 adult male and 2 adult female arrestees were charged with possession with intent to distribute. 4 adult females were charged with possession. They were taken to USCP headquarters for processing. DCMJ founder Nicholas Schiller told Fox News, "We didn't plan on getting arrested today. We brought 1,227 joints to represent the Cannabis Reform Bill, H.R. 1227, and gave away a few hundred to congressional staffers before Capitol Police took it all away. This was meant to be a free speech event and was meant to influence members of Congress." Let's not say. "There's an effort to lobby members of Congress to encourage Paul Ryan to reauthorize the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, which prevents the Department of Justice and the DEA from using funds to interfere with D.C. and state medical cannabis laws." Schiller told Fox News that DCMJ set up his demonstration on non-federal land near the Capitol. So it wasn't on federal property. I don't know. See, they're supposed to have a smoke-in on the Capitol steps on April 21st, but Schiller told Fox News he was unsure whether that event would take place as planned. Well, yeah. I'm betting it doesn't. God damn. Samantha said they gave the girl an intent to distribute. It's weird. I mean, DC law says what they did was completely legal, but federal law, even if it's on DC property, you know, or under DC jurisdiction, I guess the Capitol Police can arrest people. I don't know. It's just, and you know what it was. Some of the old fucking dudes in the Capitol were uncomfortable. Their staffers were coming in. They're all fucking blazed up. They're like, we got to write bills today. They're like, fuck you, man. Pass the Cheetos. It's 4:20. So, well, why don't you give me some coffee? Get your own fucking coffee, man. We're going to smoke these joints and watch Super Troopers. It's 4:20, Senator Dickhead. So they called Capitol Police. And you're like, you know. You need to get these hippies away from the Capitol, man. All our staffers are high as fuck. They keep telling us it's 4:20. We don't even know what that means. They're all high, and they keep saying it's 4:20. Like, that's supposed to be fucking excuse. I need copies of legislation printed out. My intern's under my fucking desk eating a pot brownie. In Denver, this is from westward.com, rain, long lines, arrests, and a nearby shooting. For the second consecutive year, the vibe of the Denver 4:20 rally at Civic Center was harshed by Mother Nature. The weather for the bash held yesterday, April 20th, was far better than it was in 2016 when a snowstorm forced a postponement until May 21st. But an afternoon rain that ranged from drizzly to steady increased the misery of those who had to stand in line for an hour or more in some cases in order to gain entry to the festival grounds, which were protected by a fence that attendees eventually broke down in the minutes before the annual 4:20 p.m. countdown. It was obviously, you know, poor planning. I mean, there are ways to get people in faster, but city law might have a lot to do with that as well. It's not to mention arrests, citations, and a shooting that took place not far from the park in the hours after the main event. At our Denver 4:20 rally preview, main organizer Miguel Lopez stressed that security would be only looking for weapons in an effort to prevent anything like what happened during the 2013 rally when two people were shot in the leg and a third was grazed by a bullet. The shooting caused a panic in which Lopez himself was injured. Facebook responses to our post-event article, 5 Reasons the 4:20 Rally Sucked, and some suggestions for the next year, found plenty of folks expressing frustration about how things went down. It was trash, one person exclaimed. Way to fuck it up, all up real nice with one entrance and a sea of pigs to get in. If they can't do it right, don't do it at all. I agree it sucked, added another. It took me over an hour to find a parking space blocks away. Then the line was so long that after waiting 45 minutes and only having moved up a quarter of the way, I left. No thanks. So apparently, they had one entrance, a big long line, and cops were searching people for weapons. It sounds fun. Sounds like a good time. It's a party. So apparently the Denver rally kind of sucked, and then it started raining, which sucked even more. It's rough, man. It's rough. I was looking for 4:20 celebration videos, but I guess it's really just like crowd shots and crowd noise, so it really wouldn't do anything. Late Show with Stephen Colbert from CBS had a 4:20 monologue. We can check that shit out.
Happy 4:20, everybody. April 20th, 4:20. Don't have to ask you. Don't have to ask you. But anybody here smoke a little bit of the marijuana today? Anybody do that? You're busted! You fools, this whole show is a sting operation. That's what you get for trusting a guy who looks like this. Under NARC in the dictionary, this is the picture.
You see? It's a sting.
This morning, CBS News, best news there is. This morning, CBS News, they had a poll revealing that 61% of Americans support marijuana use being legal. That number, like the supporters, is at an all-time high. And today, marijuana activists passed out thousands of joints to members of Congress near Capitol Hill. Well, I will say, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I'm not sure if they should have done that. But if Congress does spark up, at least they'll finally be passing something. And of course, as always, Colorado is leading the celebration of 420 because today they opened the country's first drive-through marijuana shop.
Yeah.
Yes, where they always ask, would you like to get fried with that? The shop is called the Tumbleweed Express. Get it? Weed, as in marijuana, and tumble, as in tumble into the canyon because you were driving high. Of course, when it comes to 420, there is no bigger enthusiast of this sacred day than my intern, Stoney Von Dankington. Say hi to Stoney, everybody. Stoney, this must be a very important day for you.
That's right, Steven. Every year on April 20th, me and my buds get together in my basement, sit down on my couch, and celebrate the 1836 congressional resolution that created Wisconsin. Hail to the cheese, baby!
Stoney, that's obviously that's worth celebrating, but not what I was referring to. Isn't there something else significant about 420?
Oh, most deaf, Steph. Because tonight, me and my buds are going to lie on a hillside, stare up at the stars, and celebrate George Takei's birthday. Live long and prosper, Sulu!
Well, obviously, we feel the same way. Live long and prosper, George Takei. But is there anything else out there, anything about 420 that is important to you?
Well, every year on this day, we have this exact same conversation, man.
Really? We do?
I think so. I'm not sure, man. I'm high as hell right now, dude. It's 420, man.
Stoney Von Dankington, everybody. We got a great show for tonight. Elizabeth Moss is here.
So there you go. That's from a late show with Stephen Colbert. There's something else on here that looked interesting. Where'd it go? Here we go. It's from GQ, posted yesterday. Action Bronson makes the ultimate stoner sandwich for 420.
What's going on, everybody? This is Action Bronson, live from motherfucking GQ Studios. I just wanted to come here and show my version of a stoner sandwich. Got a big piece of bullet salami. If you're a young Jew growing up, you have this in your home at all times. That's the best part. That little weird end piece where it gets all gnarly. Oh, look at that. I knew it would work because these are all the things that I love. Fried salami, honey, chilies, and I'm gonna throw a little Colombian twist on it and top it with some potato sticks. It's a multicultural stoner sandwich. Take some big pieces, about an inch thick, so you have a nice hockey puck of salami. While everyone was sleeping, I'd sneak in. I'd have to peel the wrapper very gently so no one would hear the wrapper. Because I'm sick in the head. I know when someone's opening chips. I know when someone is eating a piece of candy and they're not trying to share it. I've been there. I've done that. There's no better bread than a good French baguette. It's a beautiful thing. I love this piece too. I don't understand why no one, like, you see people do that and throw it away. I like that. I'm gonna eat that off the floor.
As a matter of fact, he did.
I don't play no rules. 5 seconds this way. I don't give a fuck how long it's been there. I'm eating it. Why am I being so brash? I'm coming in hot because I get so hype around fucking beef salami. I get hype around shit like that. I get crazy. What was my favorite sandwich growing up? A Chipwich. Vanilla ice cream nestled in between two chocolate chip cookies. Then they roll the edges of the ice cream in chips and wrap it in plastic and sell it in the truck while I play in the park. The song rings, I run, I purchase, and I'm fucking happy for the rest of my life. So we got this beautiful French bread and it's gorgeous. I'm gonna say this is plougre, some European butter. That good butter fat content. My good old friend, Mr. Honey.
Salami, honey, butter, chilies, bread and potato sticks.
Mr. Honey Bear. Oh. We're looking good. Which that sweet is gonna play very nicely against the minced forcemeat of the Hebrew National Jewish Bullet Salami.
You fry or grill the salami?
Just to kick it up a little bit, some pickled Calabrian chilies. You could fucking lather me in this and put me in between bread, and I'll be fucking happy, I'll tell you that. Let me throw the bread in there, too. Butter side down, get that nice sizzling action. Just a little base on the bottom of that honey. A nice hockey puck or two. Some more of that honey all over the place.
It's a hardcore fucking sandwich. You want to see it on YouTube, Action Bronson makes the ultimate stoner sandwich for $4.20, or go to GQ's YouTube page.
Top it with potato sticks. That's the dirty rabbi. Damn. I'll do a one patty. I made it stupid for looks.
Yeah, yeah. Three patties on her. You can't eat that motherfucker. I don't know. I don't think I can handle the chilies, but the rest of it doesn't look bad. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, April 21st, 2017. We got some celebrity news coming up. Man, this show is fucking flown by. After all the initial technical shit, once you get in the groove, man, stay right in it, right in that rut. I thrive. I thrive in the rut. Anyway. Hi, New with Stoner Jesus, live on campusradio.com every Friday, noon Eastern. StonerJesus.net for podcasts and our awesome sponsors as well, their banners. Go check them out, yo. StonerJesus.net.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I said palm trees make California.
Yo, this your boy TJ, Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Bina on Cannabis Confidential. LA, what up?
Name James, man. I'm worried like. I need to...
People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think, who look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Obama, for instance, no matter what he said, there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be against him for saying whatever it is. Santa Claus is a nice guy. Someone says, Santa Claus must be a thief if Obama likes him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a racist attitude.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Chronicling the latest cannabis industry news and headlines.
Well, with four states with tax and regulate and the District of Columbia.
The state of cannabis.
Oh my God, it's refreshing. We have people that generally wouldn't speak on behalf of cannabis for fear of retribution, fear of losing your practices, fear of many of those things, and find ourselves in a place that we finally can.
Bringing you fact-based news and views and keeping listeners on the pulse of what's happening in the industry today. The State of Cannabis. On demand anytime, only on CannabisRadio.com. The
following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com, April 21st, 2017. Live every Friday at noon on CannabisRadio.com. Go find the podcast at StonerJesus.net. Time now for some celebrity news. Many of you may know the saga of Bill O'Reilly. This is from NewYorkTimes.com, NYTimes.com. Just weeks ago, the O'Reilly Factor was home to at least 30 nationally broadcast commercials each night with giant sponsors like Mercedes-Benz and Aleve. By last Tuesday, that number had dwindled to 10, mainly small budget spots for pain relief cream and a bedding retailer, MyPillow.com. Hey, MyPillow, you're looking for places to sponsor. Come over here. I'll talk the fuck out of some pillows. Yeah. Days later, the Fox News star Bill O'Reilly was out, taking with him a payout of up to $25 million. God damn. Yeah, he's hurting. Poor Bill. Poor Bill. His pillow is $25 million.com. A strikingly swift fall ushered in by an advertising exodus that rattled the highest reaches of the Fox empire and delivered an unsettling message to corporate America. You're on notice. In an era when outrage can easily be channeled online, major brands are well aware of the risk of revolts from consumers who are increasingly savvy about hitting companies where it hurts. Brands are not waiting to disassociate themselves from thorny issues that might alienate their customers, be it Mr. O'Reilly's behavior or a North Carolina law against transgender bathrooms. The allegations are disturbing, and Mercedes spokeswoman Donna Boland said in a blunt statement after the company pulled its O'Reilly Factor ads, "Given the importance of women in every aspect of our business, we don't feel this is a good environment in which to advertise our products right now. Lost revenue is one matter, and tarnished reputation another. If the financial fallout from the O'Reilly backlash was relatively minor, many advertisers simply shifted their spending to other Fox News programs. It was difficult to ignore the public image of at least 50 major brands withdrawing support from the network's most popular host. Companies are a bit on edge on how they engage and react in this moment," said Rashad Robinson, executive director of Color of Change, an online racial justice group that encourages million-plus members to protest Mr. O'Reilly's behavior. Apparently, for those of you who are not aware, apparently there's a lot of sexual harassment allegations against O'Reilly, and apparently he settled a lot of them out of court for a ton of money, which, you know, is a lot like saying, hey, I did this shit, so here's a ton of money. Apparently he paid a lot of hush money, too, or something like that. I don't know. Look, obviously Bill O'Reilly's no friend of cannabis. And I think whether you agree with O'Reilly on issues or you don't, I think most people agree that he comes across as a dick. I mean, he just comes across as a total fucking condescending prick. Like I said, even people who agree with him on most issues will probably agree with that assessment. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with him on this. I agree with him on that. But he's a prick. He's obviously a prick. You've seen the thing of him, you know, going off the handle. Fuck it, we'll do it live. And just, I mean, if you watch his show and how he is in public, I mean, he like has the fake smile, but really the entire time he's just being a condescending douchebag. So not a lot of people with a love loss for Bill O'Reilly. And plus $25 million, I said he's all right. He's gonna be all right. Rob Lowe's a new KFC colonel. Oh God, when's that shit gonna end? When is that shit gonna end? Apparently, David Spade's dating a hot chick, and boy, she is fucking hot. God damn. And it's a big deal. It's on TMZ. David Spade and Naya Rivera. They were hanging again, this time on land. The couple did dinner in Nobu in Malibu Thursday night. It's the first time we've seen them together since the shots of them snuggling in a pool a few weeks ago in Hawaii. So Well, I guess, I don't know. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's David Spade's dating a hot bitch. Apparently Heather Locklear had something to say about David Spade. Let's see if that shit's any good. It's from TMZ.com.
Hey, did you hear that David Spade is dating or has been with Naya Rivera?
I don't know who that is.
Very beautiful.
Me either.
Famous actress.
He's always with beautiful, famous actresses.
I know. That's why I was going to ask you.
Asking, like, you know.
I know. What is it? What is it about him that he can get these beautiful women like that?
Well, number one, he's funny.
Right.
Number two, he has a big cock.
I did not expect you to say that.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Nice. Let's hear it again.
That he can get these beautiful women like that.
Well, number one, he's funny.
Right.
Number two, he has a big cock.
I did not expect you to say that.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Magic penis is what I thought as well, but now you've confirmed it.
Funny with a big cock.
Because just looking at him.
Just looking at him. He looks kind of dumb. It's kind of douchey. This will be big news. Ice Cube may be making a new Friday movie, according to his movie dad. Huge news from Ice Cube Friday morning, courtesy of his co-star and movie dad, John Witherspoon. There's a new Friday movie coming.
Breaking news in the Power 95.3 studio. Breaking Pops news. John Witherspoon just came through with the Get Up Crew, me, Esty, Lil Sean, and he just got up. He just talked to Ice Cube.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. What happened?
I was at the airport. I saw Ice Cube. Cube said they're going to do another Friday. He said he wanted to meet with me last week, but this week, but he couldn't make it. But we're going to meet next week and get things together. The guy, new guy at Warner Brothers. Thank God.
Yeah. We got another Friday.
So it's going Friday's
hell
coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. New guy at Warner Brothers. What does that mean? The old guy was just like, fuck that. New Friday, fuck you. Get out of my office with your new Friday bullshit. It's been 15 years since Friday After Next, and a lot's changed since then. Cube's a bona fide power player in Hollywood now. The success of Straight Outta Compton, which could mean a bigger budget for the Friday sequel. Big question is, can he get Chris Tucker, a.k.a. Smokey, back this time? Well, I think the fans will demand it. Gotta have Smokey. Cuba Gooding Sr., father to Cuba Gooding Jr., died at the age of 72. That is a bummer. Like I said, Rob Lowe's new KFC Colonel. That's stupid. Why they have so many, I don't know. This is a thing now. They'll just get a new one. I wonder if I could be the KFC Colonel. I mean, eventually they'll run out of people if they keep this going. Just be, you know, they just need to get to me on the list. Well, that'll be my ticket. My ticket to fame and fortune. Being the KFC Colonel. Hell yeah. Let's see what we got coming up. After the break, Aaron Hernandez commits suicide. A woman arrested after burning and torturing her one-year-old son because the father got a new girlfriend. What the fuck? What the fuck? That sounds horrible. Detroit toddler beaten to death at a daycare by an 8-year-old girl. God damn. I think we've gone down a dark road. Man gets visited by his side chick while in the hospital with his girlfriend. Well, that'd be funny. The other shit. God, fuck, man. That's, I don't know. That was a dark fucking road. I don't know if I want to go down that road. It'd be a bummer way to end the fucking show. Damn. Samantha in the chat room said I'd be a great colonel. I don't know. What's it say? It's, I would have to do a voice. I'm from Kentucky. I mean, I guess I have a Kentucky accent. It's finger licking good. Hold on. It's finger licking good. It's finger looking good, motherfucker. I don't know. I'll work on it. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, April 21st, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Got about 20 minutes left in the show. We'll check out some of those stories. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not bothered by the Aaron Hernandez commit suicide, but the 8-year-old killing the 1-year-old and then burning and torturing a 1-year-old. It's 2 assaults on 1-year-olds. I mean, what the fuck? 2 assaults on 1-year-olds?
Like I said, that'd be a really, really fucking bummer way to end the show. Son of a bitch. Anyway, it's finger licking motherfucking good. Yeah. It's finger licking good. We'll be back with that and more. It's finger licking good.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to everybody listening live and on podcast. Got to get up out this bitch. A couple things. I made an executive decision. We're avoiding the one-year-old assault and the one-year-old murder. It's just it's a bit too much. It's not in fitting with the show and what we're trying to accomplish here, which is entertainment. Holy crap. This kind of entertaining, though. Former Patriots star Aaron Hernandez commits suicide in prison. It's from World Star Hip Hop. Maybe in a minute. It loads up.
Amy, thanks. And more breaking news just confirmed now, literally within the last 30 minutes. Former New England Patriots player and convicted killer Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide in prison. Hernandez was found hanging in his cell, we are told, just after 3 o'clock this morning at a prison in Massachusetts where he was. This comes just 5 days after he was acquitted for the murder of two men in Boston back in 2012. However, he was still serving life without parole for the killing of Odin Lloyd back in 2013. Of course, we are following the very latest. We'll bring you more information just as soon as it comes in. But again, Aaron Hernandez committing suicide this morning, about 3 hours ago, in his prison cell in Massachusetts.
Fucking hardcore, man. But you know, he killed somebody, and I guess you're facing life without parole. It's just, it's too much to bear. Man gets visited by his side chick while in the hospital with his girlfriend. It's also from World Star Hip Hop.
And they all need to chill.
You do call up here to this hotel.
Listen, babe.
Okay, no, no. Just go out. Let's go.
Okay, the patient's heart rate is going up, guys.
His heart rate's going up. No, that could have been better. Cameraman was horrible. Again, I can't stress this enough, especially you guys put shit on World Star Hip Hop. Get better at the camera work. You know, I mean, I understand the audio is going to be a bit bad, but this guy's got it like hanging to one side and hanging to the other like he's fucking, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Why are you moving the camera to side so much and like tilting on its side and I mean, holy shit. It's fucking, I don't know. Now, why do I care? Well, I do. I care about quality. Damn it. Care about quality. A couple having loud sex interrupts a tennis match in Florida. Well, there we go. Now we're fucking talking. This is right in line with the show.
Once again,
Law 15.
Kruger has steel phone in a deficit situation.
You hear in the background.
Well, that is...
The guy stopped playing tennis.
The most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks, but somebody's phone going off in the stands...
I think that was it. The guy hit like a ball out of the stadium. I guess they're like out in the parking lot fucking or something. I don't know.
And it was an adult video.
I'm not sure that was it. I think it was an actual couple fucking.
15 on.
That is an all-timer.
Okay, is that it?
I don't know how well you could pick that up at home.
He's going to keep talking about it. I don't know, I'm bored with it now. And disappointed. I'm disappointed in my boredom. There's something else in here. Hold on. Oh, one last thing before we get the fuck out of here. Well, Aaron Hernandez reportedly had a Bible verse written on his forehead, may have smoked synthetic marijuana, called K2. So let's wrap up the Aaron Hernandez thing.
WBZ with breaking news this afternoon in the Aaron Hernandez prison death investigation. Our chief investigative reporter, Cheryl Fiandaca, has new exclusive details about his death. I'm David Wade. This is a story that WBZ has been following all day long, on air and online. Cheryl joins us now. And Cheryl, what are your sources telling you?
Well, David, the I-team has learned that Aaron Hernandez had the Bible verse John 3:16 on his forehead. It is one of the most quoted in Christianity and says in part that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it looks to be in red marker on his hands and feet. Law enforcement sources say investigators are looking into the possibility that the former New England Patriot may have smoked synthetic marijuana called K2 last night. And sources say investigators believe one of the last people to see Hernandez is a close friend who is now in isolation on what's called eyeball suicide watch. The 22-year-old is in the health service unit on a 24-hour watch with a correction officer and a video camera watching his every move. We are, of course, working on developing more information on this breaking story. David?
Boy, prison, man. Get some fucking K2, draw on your forehead, and hang yourself. Crazy shit. We'll be back after this to wrap things up. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com every Friday, noon Eastern Time. Podcast on StonerJesus.net.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. You never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on and on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. Saturn Ranch.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live every Friday at noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. That's going to about do it for us. StonerJesus.net for podcasts, CannabisRadio.com as well, of course. Find all the recent audio, all the recent podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all those different places. Thanks for everybody who spreads the word about StonerJesus.net. Tell people. The future of the Facebook video show is up in the air. I don't know. We will, we'll see. We'll see if I can get the graphics software working, the streaming software to where I can do it through the computer instead of doing it on the phone. So I'd much rather do it with the computer, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Right now, the future of the video show is uncertain, but the podcast is always here Friday. It's always on StonerJesus.net. I'll do that no matter where I am. I don't care if I have a little fucking microphone and a recorder. I'll do a damn podcast. See y'all next Friday, high noon, Eastern time. CannabisRadio.com, and go check out the new StonerJesus.net. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.